What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you could text the show, 713-572-4610. We'll go around the NFL in a moment, but we asked last segment for the question of the day. What's something you've had to do in life that you were unqualified for? I did like a couple that came in during the commercial break. Someone said they worked for a grocery store. They moved them from sacking to appetizer, and that's where they cut lunch meat and cheese, but also the fish. This texter had never cleaned or filleted a fish in their life, and so when they had to do it for the first time, they said they completely destroyed it, and the lady, when they handed it to her, was horrified when she got her first Frankenstein fillet of her red snapper.
I can tell you that's hard to do. You do have to learn how to fillet a fish. I'm sure that looked just brutal.
Yeah.
And, of course, 713 says becoming a dad to two daughters. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another one said I was a right fielder on my baseball team. We had a coach fill in. He asked me what position I played. I said second base. And then he said, boy, that ball comes to you quick. Yeah, sure a little does. Different than right field when you're at second base. You can keep texting those in, 713-572-4610. What's something you've had to do in life that you were completely unqualified for after Joe Espada again had to play doctor last night talking about the Jake Myers injury. We'll get back to the Myers injury later on. But let's go around the NFL. As the NFLPA is going to appeal the arbiter's collusion ruling in the NFL, this became a story. Pablo Torre and Mike Florio have really been pushing this about collusion in the NFL. I know Seth has done a lot of work on this for the morning show. He's read the whole document. He sent out even like a Cliff Notes version to people around here too. But the NFLPA now going to appeal, just, I'm sure you guys have talked about it before, but what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Well, my thoughts are pretty straightforward. If you ask me, is there collusion in the NFL? Absolutely yes, 100%. But we went through actually some of Seth's stuff and some of the other reports and stories about the so-called evidence, what for lack of a better term, that was put into this document. None of it was really that strong in terms of that looks like collusion. It was like very vague, very, I'll put it this way. My heart would tell me there's collusion, but if I read that those documents and saw those papers, I would say I can't, you know, the old Judge John, I can't call that collusion based on what I'm looking at, you know?
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I think certainly there's some shady stuff going on behind closed doors in the NFL, but this case was not strong enough.
Yeah.
And there is no, they thought they had the smoking gun.
There Florio, was none.
Yeah, there isn't. It's just, it's not there. Again, I'm sure it's happening, but it hasn't been uncovered yet, and they haven't uncovered it here.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything's going to change or come from this whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they talk behind closed doors, man. So I'm sure it probably was off-the-record type stuff, but not anything you can prove and say, yep,
like they did that. Like the emails and stuff, I saw some of the emails, like, that's that's a little fishy, but it's not like, oh, that's collusion.
Yeah, nah, you got to dig up some phone calls and all that stuff, some voice messages.
I also don't know, like, the exact definition or the laws or anything, but just because, like, people are upset with the Deshaun contract and then they want to keep contracts down, I don't consider it collusion, like, specifically collusion. I consider it almost like good business. Like, to me, it has to be a plan where all the owners talk to one another and say, like, we're not paying more than this no matter what, or we're not going to sign this guy
or even one
no matter
owner.
What. Sure, yeah.
Even
yeah.
one owner. Like, I think one of the examples that was there was, I forget who it was, but either way, said, well, I don't like this.
Yes.
Well, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you're colluding to not do it yourself.
Yeah. Collusion would be getting...
I am not going to do this.
Yeah. Hey, don't sign that player to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's take a stand. Let's not give in, owners.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you guys. I think there's a big difference there. Hey, yesterday we talked about Tristan Wirfs going to be out for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to start the season. And, of course, the Texans play... the Buccaneers in week two. It's the home opener here in Houston. It's going to be a rowdy crowd, fun night, and the Buccaneers are going to be missing their best offensive lineman. Well, to add on to the story, the Bucs are going to have to replace that guy with our old friend, Charlie Heck, who, of course, spent 4 years here and now is, this is his first year with the Bucs, right? He'll be the probably be the fill-in.
Charlie Heck, Figgy.
Revenge game.
Revenge game, Charlie Heck. Boy, he was a fourth-round pick. I thought early on he might have shown a couple of things, but he was never good. He was a B.O.B. guy. And the reason I put this in here is because, you know, that's a game that was kind of a toss-up if you look at it. You know, that's a good squad. Obviously, they've got a good quarterback. And the Texans' ends are just going to feast on Charlie Heck and obviously just in general.
Yeah, yep. So it's a good opportunity there early in the season. And then for Texans fans, you could take out some frustration and hopefully get to see, you know, Heck turned into a turnstile out there and the Texans blow by him. We did talk yesterday. ESPN put out that list. Texans were the only team with two top 10 pass rushers in the league. We know how good that pass rush should be and most likely will be. So, yeah, look out Charlie Heck to start the season, too. It's good you get them early in the year because not only is Tristan unavailable, but then also you haven't had a ton of time to adapt if you're the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
that's going to be a fun home opener regardless for the Texans. How about this story? Second NFL player to get scammed out of big money this week. The Minnesota Vikings linebacker Dallas Turner got scammed. But when you hear the details, I mean, this is... I feel bad for him, but I also don't feel bad for him because of the stupidity. Now, he is, like, what, 23 years old? He's only been in the league for 2 years. Here's the quick details, and this was reported by the Star Tribune, the paper there in Minnesota. Now, Jonathan Grenard has denied this. He has spoken out on Twitter for his teammates and said, I don't know where you got these details. This is not true, but it's been printed in a reputable publication up there. Anyways, as it goes, he got a phone call from his bank.
Mm-hmm.
From a banker at J.P. Morgan Chase called Turner and claimed someone was attempting to impersonate Turner at a Chase Bank branch in Arizona and presented two copies of ID to execute a wire transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the setup. Turner says, oh, no, well, what am I supposed to do? They tell him, transfer your money to two separate businesses to prevent this attempted theft. The two businesses were Island Food Truck LLC and then CNLFL LLC. Transfer $120,000 to each of these two, and then the people trying to get your money in Arizona won't be able to get it, and it's going to be safe. So Turner went to two separate Chase Bank branches and transferred $120,000 at each bank to one of these companies. It wasn't until he was talking to a family member that they told him, I think you got scammed.
Yeah.
And then he contacted, I think, like the FBI or whatever, but scammed out of $240,000. But, man, this is the type of scam I worry about, like, my grandmother falling for, not some NFL player handing away $250,000.
My thing, though, I get what you're saying, and they prey on elderly and, very susceptible people and the stories. But anyone can get scammed, man.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, anyone can get. They're so good at it. You know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago. I kind of was in down that rabbit hole because something popped up on my laptop that looked very suspicious. Called the number, and then after a while, I realized, okay, I know what's going on here, and I got out. It wasn't what they thought it was. Anyway, no need to share the details. It was just basically about my bank account as well. It can happen, and when you're 23. It's like the very naive or the very naive because you're older. And,
it's true.
You know, and I just feel horrible about this. And I could absolutely see it happen no matter your age.
That's fair. Yeah. The scams are, and especially now with technology, I mean, it's getting worse and worse than ever before, trickier and trickier.
Yeah.
They have recovered. They said in the story, like, this really helps. They've recovered 2,500 so far. It's like, it was 240,000.
That's the thing.
And that's the problem with a lot of these, especially, like, even when people get caught for, like, Ponzi schemes or anything, you never get that money back. They always say they're going to pay you back, and it's a ton of money that they have to pay, and they're going to garner their wages. But when it's 240,000, this case might be a little different, but yeah, it's hard to track that down. Especially this was in February, so I imagine they've moved the money, they spent the money, whatever. It's been 5 months, and they don't have that money to pay you back.
No, it's gone. Lesson learned, but a very expensive lesson.
Yeah.
And literally, anyone who's listening to us, anyone out there, don't think, oh boy, what a sucker. I think it can happen. They're so good at it, you know.
They are. I don't know if I'd fall for this one, but there are certainly scams out there that can get me. There are some good ones. And last thing, Eli Manning originally said he was interested in purchasing a portion of the Giants. The Giants said in February that they were going to put up to 10% on the market. Eli said originally he would like to do it, but now he has come out and said, it's actually too expensive for me. We've talked about this before, even with the Lakers sale. I mean, just how crazy the value of these franchises are that even Eli's like, 10%, I can't do it. But I guess my question would be, which Texan, and maybe it's an obvious answer, which Texan would you like to, if ever a Texan were to buy in as an owner of the Texans moving forward, who would you like it to be?
You said it might be obvious, so I'm guessing you're thinking J.J. Watt.
Yeah,
J.J. or Andre Johnson.
But I don't know about that. I mean, J.J. could do it. He owns a part of a soccer club right now or a big part of the soccer club in England. So he could do it. I just don't feel like this is something that Eli Manning has more money than J.J. Watt, I got to believe. Or in the same neighborhood.
Certainly. Probably more, yeah.
In the same, with all the Manning productions
and
all that stuff. I think this is reflective of where ownership is going in general. It's going to be consortiums. It's going to be, investing groups, et cetera. I don't think individuals very rarely have the money to invest in especially in the NFL.
For sure. I'm with you. That's why, like, when A-Rod wanted, he had to get a group together. Right? Yeah. It's always a group. Brady got a small portion there of the Raiders, but, like, Magic Johnson's part of a group. It's never one guy. LeBron's part of a group. It's never just one athlete. So you have to get some other big money people together to be able to buy your portion. Eli was asked about it on CNBC Sport. He said it's valued at $10 billion, the Giants, which would put them right there with the Lakers. That was the largest sale. So that's why he said 1% of $10 billion. I don't have it. So that's the story there out of the Giants. So $10 billion, if the Giants were to ever sell, they could match the Lakers, evidently, it seems, for the biggest sale of a sports team.
I believe every bit of that. $10 billion sounds about right.
Yeah,
it does. Market, that team.
It's true. That's going around the NFL, some of the things happening in the league in the last 24 hours. Speaking of the NFL, when we come back, let's talk about some NFL futures bets for the 2025 season, including some bets specifically for the Houston Texans that you might want to fire off on right now. This is based off of a CBS list and then a list of our own as well. We'll do it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. You can always join the conversation on the text line, 713-572-4610. Getting ready. We're gearing up for the NFL season. Training camp begins in less than 2 weeks for the Texans. Looking forward to it. And CBS Sports put out a list of some future bets for the NFL that maybe you should make. We also, really, John put together a list of some Texans as well, some bets to make for the upcoming year. So let's get excited for 2025. Let's look ahead and try to predict some things for the Texans in the NFL season.
Yeah, the way the CBS put it, 10 NFL futures bets you have to make right now.
Mm.
Wow.
I'm listening. So,
yeah, you're a derelict.
Right now, before camp.
Right now, make these bets, and the value, basically the value is there, and they expect this to happen. Here's one. I want to just see where you fall on this, if you would make this right now. And then I got some Texans ones that I came up with that I feel pretty strongly about. Well, relatively strongly about. Bijan Robinson to lead the NFL in rushing is plus 1,100.
Ooh, interesting.
Not Saquon, not Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson.
I would, for those odds, I would throw a couple bucks on it, but I don't think, he wouldn't be my pick. But sure, at that those odds, maybe I'd take a shot. But if you're asking me who's going to lead the league in rushing, honestly, I don't think I would have even thought of him when trying to come up with the answer.
Well, here's the thing. I wouldn't have either. Did you realize he was third?
Oh, wow. I did not realize.
He was third with 1,456 yards.
Dang. I didn't know that. All right, so that's pretty good value then at plus 1,100 for the guy that finished third. I think Saquon will take a step back this year after the playoff run and all the carries and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, man, you know what? That one sounds
I was
good.
A little bit hesitant until you told, till you mentioned that part because I was thinking, like, how is they offense?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure who was running the show there and all that. But now I'm like, oh, maybe that ain't far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. 1,456 yards.
Dang.
I saw that and I was like, at first I was like you. I was like, nah. And then I went, really? Really?
Man, I play fantasy football. Mm-hmm. I gamble. I have Sunday Ticket. I don't know how I missed that. Well, he had a great year.
You're not alone. This one I would jump all over. Miami Dolphins under 6.5 wins.
Oh, 6.5 is. I am down on the Dolphins. I've been down on the Dolphins. 6.5, though, is a low number. And you get the Jets twice, you get the Patriots twice. Maybe I would take the over. If we're talking under, certainly 8.5, maybe 7.5. I don't know. Six. Do they go 6-11 or worse? I might lay off, but I am low on the Dolphins this year.
They're going to face the Ravens, the Bills, the Commanders. And according to CBS, there's likely only one game after their bye week that they'll be favored in, and that's the Saints.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Yeah, it seemed like they had a weird off season too, where I feel like McDaniel was on the hot seat.
Very much so.
Yeah, you starting to hear a lot of chatter coming out their locker room and all that stuff. So
yeah,
it would surprise me.
This one I would not. That one I was a little intrigued in. Certainly, the Bijan one as well. This one I would stay away from, but I'm going to say it because it's on their list. The Bengals to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
+130
+130 No, that's not good enough odds for me to put down. I am worried about the defense again, which was their problem last year, but that offense was so good. I love Joe Burrow. I wouldn't spend money on that. I trust Burrow. And after missing it last year, I think they could get back this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mike Evans, over 925 yards.
You gotta, right? It almost feels like a lock every year, 1,000 yards. I got to do it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, even though he only had 1,004 yards last year, he didn't play in every game.
Yeah.
And I feel like if they get close, they're going to make sure. You know, they're going to make sure to get him the ball to get the 1,000.
If I remember correctly, I think that's what they did last year. It was like the fourth quarter of a game out of hand, and they were still throwing the football, even though I think they had a big lead or something. Yeah, no, you got to bet that every year.
New England Patriots to make the playoffs.
Okay, so.
+148
Oh, I thought it'd be better odds. Yeah. 148. I have a screenshot in my phone I'd have to find, but I'm actually higher on the Patriots this year because, A, I think Vrabel always overachieves. I do like Drake May, but also the screenshot I have shows that I think it's, if I remember correctly, the team that has the weakest schedule in the AFC has won at least 8 games every year, something like that, and the Patriots are that team this year. It's something along those lines. The data points to the Patriots having a winning season this year based off of history. So because of that, I actually do think the Patriots have a pretty good year. I thought those would be a lot better odds, but yeah, I'll take a shot that they make the playoffs.
Added, their argument was they added Stephon Diggs. They have the number 4 overall pick, Will Campbell, Drake May, as you mentioned. Day 2 picks, Travion Henderson. They're high on him as well. And the second easiest schedule in the entire NFL.
Okay, yeah. And I think easiest in the AFC, which is the metric I referenced, that the teams that have the easiest schedule in the AFC have had like a winning season, whatever. It's like 20 straight years or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that one. San Francisco 49ers to win the NFC West. It feels like the Rams.
Yeah.
And there's people kind of down, you know, on some of the moves, losing Debo and all that.
I know.
I still got a lot.
I do think the Niners will be better this year. I think Robert Saleh is a big help. Their special teams were bad last year, and they spent a lot of resources on their special teams this offseason to address that. I think they'll be better. Will they be good enough to win the division?
Yeah.
You know, I would say yes, because last year they dealt with injuries. They had a down year. And if you go back and look, Shanahan had that. They had a run, if I'm remembering correctly, they had like a run to the Super Bowl or AFC title game, then they had injuries and they had a bad year where they won like 6 games, and then they came back the next year and I think made the Super Bowl. Point being, Shanahan usually bounces back from a bad year. So I take my chances. I would bet on the Niners. Why not? Take a shot. They win the division.
I think I might as well. The next one, I wouldn't do it because it's based on if he stays healthy, and I don't think he'll stay healthy. Dak Prescott to throw for 4,000 yards. When he's healthy, he's a 4,000-yard passer.
Yeah.
My thing is, I don't think he's going to stay healthy.
It's a fair concern. I wouldn't bet it. I also don't trust Schottenheimer running the offense for the first time instead of Mike McCarthy. So I'm going to say no. Looking back, yeah, to your point, when he's been healthy, he's gone over the last 3 seasons he's been healthy. But yeah, I'll bet against the health.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
And then the Denver Broncos over 9.5 wins.
No, I'm fading the Broncos. Last year, I think, was a lot of luck, for lack of a better term. They had an easy schedule. Now people are familiar with Bo Nix, with this team. I thought last year was pretty flukish the way they won some of those games. Mm-hmm. I did not think they were a very good playoff team. I also don't like Sean Payton, to be fair, so I'm biased. But no, I think the Commanders take a step back this year. I think the Broncos are another team that regressed to the mean.
I'd stay away from it, but they do state a pretty strong argument on that. They've added Evan Ingram. They got J.K. Dobbins. Their defense has not gone anywhere, and they allowed the second fewest yards per play of any team in the NFL. So that's those NFL futures bets. So it got me thinking, as I am wont to do. All right, let's talk about some Texans props here.
Yeah.
And these are the ones that I came up with. I looked up the odds, and some of them are pretty dang good. Nick Chubb, NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
Ooh.
Plus 5,500.
5,500?
Yes.
I'll take a shot just for those odds.
Yeah.
I've referenced this before, and I wish I had the list in front of me, but there is a good track record of guys who suffer injuries, and then they shortly after go to new teams and they really take off. I mean, Saquon Barkley is an example who had an injury, but the Giants went to the Eagles, was really good. Adrian Peterson in the past. I'm trying to think of other examples. Jamal Lewis, I think, was one. But there is, last 20 years, there's about a half a dozen running backs who had serious injuries. Then they got healthy, switched teams, and had big years. So for that price, I'll take it.
Me as well. How about this one? And I had to look up these. If the Texans win, it's going to be largely because of their defense. But if they also, if they win big, the quarterback's going to get a lot of love.
Uh-huh.
C.J. Stroud, MVP.
Oh.
Plus 1,500.
I can't do it. I like C.J. Stroud. I'm a C.J. Stroud guy, but I don't think he'll be in the MVP conversation.
If they win 12 games, 13 games.
I know, but I think it's going to be carried by the defense.
Yeah, and plus, I don't think they're going to look at it like this, but I kind of think about Buffalo. I think about Baltimore, Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like they get so much love because of their quarterbacks and carrying the team, especially a team like Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he'd have a year like those teams would.
I call this the new girl in class factor.
Yeah. I like that.
Anytime she transfers from another school, all the boys in the room go, hey now.
It's true.
Is he going to be the new girl in class? No more Josh Allen, no more Lamar Jackson. We've had enough of Patrick Mahomes. If they win 12 or 13 games, a lot of the people voting for this are going to say, hey, how about that C.J. Stroud vote?
I'm with you 100% on that. Yeah, I was going to say the door is open for somebody new instead of Josh, Lamar, Mahomes. Maybe it's Joe Burrow, who hasn't won one yet, had a great year last year. Yeah, the door is open. I'll grant you that, but I just don't think Stroud. I think he will have a good year. I just don't think he'll be an MVP.
Got a few more for you here. Most interceptions, Derek Stingley.
I take a shot. What are the? Do you have the odds on that?
+2,500
Sure. Yeah, I would take a shot on that. No problem.
My thing is, I think people are just going to avoid him.
That's fair.
I think they're just going to avoid him. He's got that reputation already. I would stay away from that one, but he's also such a he's so good closing on the ball. The closer, remember that? And making the plays on the ball. I think he's got a shot, but I would stay away from
it. Do you think
he's
going to lead the team in interceptions? Because I feel like Kalen Bullock.
It may be Bullock.
Might be the guy.
It might be. Especially with the C.J. Gardner-Johnson back there now.
And
he's a ball hawk.
Yeah, and he's able to do more freelance, so to speak.
Last year, the leader had 9 interceptions, for the record.
And what did Stingley have, 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Do you expect him to double that output this year? I guess that's a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm. Texans lead the league in sacks. +1,200 Now, that's not just the two ends.
Right.
That's lead that's the league whole in defense. Sacks.
Yeah. I would take a shot on
I
that,
would
too.
I would, too.
For sure. I think it's worthwhile. Mm-hmm. At +1,200 throw a few bucks on that with those two pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a shot.
I would do that one as well. This is the interesting one, and what's interesting to me is the odds are relatively low on this. Texans reach the AFC Championship game +900
Okay, so at +900 again, you can always tickle me where I itch. I'll take a shot, but
never happened.
Are you going to really believe that?
No, that was going to be my point. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they've closed the gap between the Ravens and the Chiefs, and those are the teams you have to get by, and they've never been there before, like you said. No, I don't think it would happen, but for those odds, I'll throw some pizza money on it.
Here's the thing. If you believe that C.J. Stroud could win MVP if they get to 12 or 13 wins, then you got to believe they'll be at home. They'll have a good chance to get to an AFC Championship game, maybe a first-round bye. So if you bet C.J. Stroud MVP, I feel like you have to bet reach AFC Championship.
I like that. I can be a hedge better, but I also think it's a good move when you tie some things together that if you think this is going to happen, well, then this is probably going to happen too, so you might as well bet on those things as well. I do like that thought.
Mm-hmm.
One other one that I'll throw in, because Bucky Brooks put together an article for NFL.com where he picked long shots for each awards,
mm-hmm.
and for his Defensive Player of the Year, his bet was Will Anderson Jr. at +1,300
Ooh, that's a good number.
He even says Will Anderson Jr. might exceed 20 sacks this year, Bucky Brooks Brooks wrote in his write-up.
That is a lot. This just in.
Yeah. He had 11 excuse me, he had 11 sacks last year in 14 games, Will Anderson Jr. Bucky said, he might exceed 20 this year. Take him at +1,300 That's another one I probably would. If you actually go back and look, most Defensive Player of the Year have actually, funny enough, been in their fourth season. But Khalil Mack won it in his third year about a decade ago. J.J. Watt won it in his second year. So there has been a precedent of guys, you know, that young that take the step up to be able to be the best player. And obviously, he's been so good in his first 2 years. But that's another one I'll throw into the mix. Bucky Brooks had +1,300 Will Anderson Jr. to be the Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. If you like some of those, run to your
you
sports
heard it here
book.
First.
Yeah, yeah. With 10% finder's fee.
Mm-hmm.
For you, if those bets hit. And if they lose, you didn't hear it here. Someone else told you to do that. Coming up, what's popping? We'll let you know, including some changes to the All-Star game, both in terms of Houston Astros, but also what they're actually going to do for the All-Star game. We'll let you know about that next. It's in the loop. Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig as we get to what's popping here on In the Loop. You can always join the conversation as well. 713-572-4610 Heading into the final series in baseball before the All-Star break next week, All-Star game Tuesday night in Atlanta. Couple updates with this All-Star game. First off, we're going to have the ABS system in the All-Star game, so they're not going. It's going to be like spring training. It's not like they're going to use it for every pitch, but you have the ability to challenge any pitch, as I understand it. Do you like the addition for the All-Star game of the ABS system?
I love it. One of the more frustrating and fascinating things, really this year more than ever, you've seen it. Such and such umpire missed 38% of his calls or whatever. you see people posting. Like, it's bad. There were a couple last night where, like, it's so obvious, you know, that the ball was outside or hit the strike zone or whatever. You should be able, I mean, it changes at bats. We have the technology, as they said back in the $6 million days, $6 million man days. We have the technology, use it. We're watching tennis as we're broadcasting here. They have it in real time. The NFL is going to use it some, or at least experiment with it some. Why would you not? Why would you not use the ABS system?
Yeah, I agree. They tried it as like a trial in spring training. Mm-hmm. I think it went well. And so I think this is another one floating one of those trial balloons in front of the crowd, especially for the All-Star game. There should be a lot of eyes and showing them this and then seeing what the reaction is. It's funny, though, that I think the fans are more accepting of it than the players. The players have been pushing back on this for some reason. They seem to prefer the umps. I know Max Scherzer has been very outspoken about it, about being against this, the use of this moving forward. I don't know why. I would think as a player, especially as a pitcher, you'd be so frustrated with some of these umpires. You'd want to use the technology to make sure you got the calls right. But the players seem to be the ones that don't like this, more so than fans.
Yes, I've seen those same stories. But is it the majority of players?
Yeah, I know. That's
you
know,
fair. Because I think a lot of players that have a good eye would want it, you know. And a lot of players do have a good eye. And if it just misses by an inch, they can review and get the call right. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a majority or not. I haven't seen any polls or surveys or anything like that. But I will say, if you have it, why not use it?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Do you think, though, for the All-Star game, do you think it looks a little like awkward or lame that in an exhibition game, if somebody does challenge a call?
Yeah, maybe. But hey, they want to get theirs, too.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get theirs.
So who get to challenge it? The player?
Pitcher, catcher, or pitcher, catcher, and one other can challenge it.
The batters
batter.
Can.
Yeah, pitcher, catcher, and batter.
They just tap their helmet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't even have to say anything. Tap the helmet, and they'll challenge it.
Are they going
to
do it like in tennis where they start clapping, they just look at the replay real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, it was a strike. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is kind of awkward because what they've done in the past is like they put it up on the video board, like showing it for all the audience, to the crowd. And so it's like the big reveal.
Review that. Yeah.
I love the tennis do that, man.
Yeah,
and they keep it moving quick. It's like five
seconds.
It's quick.
It's easy.
Yep.
Yeah. I kind of hope, and maybe I'm just whatever, a nerd or whatever. I kind of hope you just go to every pitch.
I know.
Every pitch.
I get that.
And
argument.
We're probably heading down that road.
Yeah, I think eventually.
Yeah.
But this is just another way to float it out there, have some feelers, see what people think in an All-Star game, the players and the fans. Speaking of the All-Star game, so the Astros get an addition, but then also kind of a subtraction. Hunter Brown's going to pitch Sunday, so he's going to be unavailable for the All-Star game. I don't think he's even going to make the trip to Atlanta, is what they said. Pena, obviously, is not going to play. Kind of stinks for those guys that they can't play in their first All-Star games. But you understand why Pena's injured. Hunter Brown's going to be pitching Sunday. You don't want him to come back on Tuesday and pitch. But the Astros did get Isak Paredes added, and here was the video the Astros put out of Joe Espada telling the clubhouse, I believe yesterday before the game, the news that the Astros have another All-Star.
We knew this guy was a good player, but I did not know not only he's a great player, but he's an incredible human being. It was easy to welcome him to our family, because who he is, how genuine he is, how his humility, his love for the game, the way he plays the game, this guy is an incredible person. I'm honored to coach him every single day, and he's arguably one of the best third basemen in this game, on both sides of the ball, no doubt. All-Star, Isak Paredes.
Astros social media team does a good job with stuff like this. Remember they did the
Cam Smith.
Cam Smith.
Yeah, bringing his mom.
Yeah, they do a really good job with that. So they do a good job on some things. We'll get to the other things that we'll get to the other things that they don't necessarily do a good job on.
That's what makes it frustrating, is they do everything else so well,
exactly,
except for this one big thing that we'll circle back to later. But hey, good for him. And that trade, obviously, you hate to lose Kyle Tucker, but, man, you have an all-star in Paredes in his first year. Cam Smith looks really good. Nice to see it. We were talking about just yesterday about getting him to the all-star game, and now he'll be included, so that's good to see. Hey, over in the NBA, Devin Booker, this is ridiculous. I had to make sure this was the correct Shams account when I saw this on Twitter, because I still don't I don't fully understand how all these contracts work in the NBA, but Devin Booker got a two-year, $145 million extension which equals out to, what, $72.5 million mm-hmm. per season mm-hmm. for guys that don't even play 82 games anymore. He's going to make over $1 million per game played. This is, I know the money's there. Get your money while you can. But this just seems so ridiculous.
It's really crazy, especially when you think about somebody like LeBron. I know LeBron is 41 years old.
Yeah.
But he's making like 56.
Mm-hmm.
So you got somebody making way more than him like that?
Well, the entirety of his deal is going to be now 5 years, $316 million.
Oh, gosh.
For Devin Booker, who, look, great player, all-star. I wouldn't necessarily put him in the top, you know, five,
no.
you know, or something like that. But he was $316 million for 5 years. Again, I'm with you. Get your money. It's not about Devin Booker, but I'd be ticked off if I were a Suns fan. But
see, the thing is, Devin, like, he's getting his money for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you in the next year or two, he's going to request a trade.
Well, he better. And Suns, yeah. Suns fans got to hate this.
Yeah, he's getting his money, but he's also going to dictate where he goes next.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Because anybody else would have just not signed the extension and
yeah.
waited to free agency, but the smart move is to get your money mm-hmm. because I could just request a trade to go wherever I want. I just go to Miami or yeah. New York or yeah. whatever yeah. And still be paid.
Yeah, I would hate this. I'm a Suns fan.
They're going nowhere.
No, agreed.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
I think Matt Ishbia has been a lousy owner since mm-hmm. taking over that team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of, you know, Steve Cohen, I guess, is a little bit of an exception with the Mets, though he's had some ups and downs. But we've seen these, like, really rich guys take over these teams, mm-hmm. be hands-on, spend a lot of money, and be disasters. David Tepper, obviously, with the Panthers. I mean, that's yeah. been a joke. And Ishbia, the Suns are kind of turning into that as well, where mm-hmm. He keeps hiring people just because they went to Michigan State and he went to Michigan State. And now this, the whole Durant thing obviously didn't work out. Yeah, the Suns are, they're not in a great spot. And I don't think Matt Ishbia is going to really produce a winner there either. And
they ain't going to help the team either.
No,
that contract ain't helping.
They're going nowhere.
Yeah, they was pretty much going nowhere.
Like, what does it accomplish? Other than, hey, congratulations, Devin Booker. But what yeah. does it accomplish?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it if I was a mm-hmm. Suns fan. Crazy money. Hey, Rory McIlroy, apparently not a fan of the Metroplex. He took a shot at the future PGA Championship in Frisco. Here's how it sounded.
I think it's the same thing. If venues and golf matter to you, it maybe puts a little bit more pressure on you. So, I'd love to win an Open at Portrush, absolutely. I'd love to win an Open at St. Andrews. I'd love to win a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. I'd love to win a PGA at PGA Frisco. Not, but no. But it's like there's venues in the game that just mean a little bit more. Frisco might get there one day. Who knows?
Damn. That was definition of a drive-by there. Clearly, he does not like the PGA going to Frisco, which Frisco, I didn't even know Frisco was going to have the PGA Championship.
Yeah, me either. This is news to me.
I just love a good drive-by like that. It's St. Andrews, sure. Pebble Beach, of course. Frisco.
It'll get there one day. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're not holding back. And I think there's probably a lot of people around here that might agree. Hey, speaking of golf, there was a fight. I've been meaning to get to this the last couple of days. There's this fight on the golf course that has made the rounds. It's gone viral. I know other people have talked about it on this station. We've gotten texts about it. When are you going to talk about this fight on the golf course? So I do want to bring it up. And I guess it was in Canada. And a dude just got absolutely destroyed by what turned out to be a former NHL player, Nick Tarnaski, who was an enforcer in the NHL. So not only an NHL player, but, you know, one of those guys that would get physical and fight guys. And certainly he fought this dude on the golf course. Go find the video if you haven't seen it already. It's brutal. It's ridiculous. It's just such a mismatch. He manhandles this guy. But my question in all of this is the whole argument was over trying to play through.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the guy, the other guy, the non-NHL player, was the one that wanted to play through. And Nick wasn't going to allow him. I'm not even going to ask if it's worth fighting over, but when you're on the golf course, like what's your etiquette? What are your thoughts on that idea of letting somebody, if you're going too slow, letting somebody play through?
I always let them play through, especially if that's like a twosome or a threesome and we're in a foursome. I want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if our group is slow and we're hacks and all that other stuff and the group behind us is strong, absolutely let them play through. How is that like, is it, I guess some people consider it like less I don't know, macho, if you're not as good or something. Dude, I want to have fun. And of course, the best part of the video, just bang. Yelling bang.
Yeah, like the
yelling
old,
bang on every punch.
Like the old Batman TV show.
Did you see it, Figgy?
Yeah, I saw it.
Bang.
Doing his own like sound effects as he's beating up the guy. I've never seen that before. That is just salt in the wound. Mm-hmm. Beating the crap out of somebody and saying bang. Every time you deliver a blow. Go find the video. It's an absurd video.
The
guy
was wasted.
Yeah, it was not a fair fight, mm-hmm. let alone the fact that he's a former NHL player. Speaking of fights, I also saw this one this morning. There was a fight on a plane recently, and what happened was a female lawyer was trying to cut the line to get off the flight before everyone else, and it turned into a whole fight. So while we're on the subject of etiquette leading to fights, is it worth fighting over on a plane that person that tries to get up and cut everybody to get off the plane first?
Those are the worst people.
Agreed.
Those are the absolute worst people. I don't know if I would fight over it, but I might mention a couple lines here and there. Like, I mean, and what? Here's the other thing about the people getting up early and trying to get up to the front. How much time do they really save?
Yeah.
I know it.
Like, how much does it really help them?
Yeah, yeah. I never understood that. And I come across people like that a lot, mm-hmm. where I'm sitting there. And so I'm like, excuse me, can I go? Because I got to, my ride is, one day somebody said, my ride is waiting on me. So I got to.
Well, my ride is too.
I'm like, okay, so we just hanging out at the airport. You the only one with a ride that's waiting to pick you up.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, go ahead. You know, I ain't about to argue with nobody on mm-hmm. the plane. And this lady got right in the middle and got stuck.
Yeah. How much does it really save you?
Yeah. So I'm like, I caught up with her mm-hmm. once I got off.
Yeah, exactly.
So it saves. It's kind of like driving in traffic on a highway.
Yeah,
and you're just trying to keep maneuvering. And you ain't getting nowhere, man. You just wasting everybody's time.
I love when you see that car come by zipping all over the place. Then you get to the next light. You're right next to him.
Yeah, yep. You catch up right to him. I'm like, damn, this car's still zipping?
And you're right next to him.
Yeah, I'm with you. Last thing here on What's Poppin'. Livy Dunn and Paul Skeens, Livy Dunn, the famous girlfriend of Paul Skeens, they were denied their quote-unquote dream home. It was Babe Ruth's former apartment in Manhattan. $1.5 million, Livy said that she was willing to, or she was going to pay in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the building denied the application. They said, no, we're not interested in you purchasing this place or moving in here.
What do you got against Livy Dunn, man? That would have been cool. It was Babe Ruth's former apartment. This is just a bunch of old people that didn't want the crazy youngins showing up, right?
And you said this is Paul Skeens' girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder, do they have something against maybe Pittsburgh or the Pirates or something like
that? Well, you think?
They're like, come to the Mets or Yankees first, and then we'll let you know.
Are they just a diehard Yankees or Mets fan or something?
I think it's just like, we have a certain type of people we'd rather have here. Because she's she's obviously very famous gymnast from LSU, does a lot of other stuff, millions of followers, and Skeens, obviously. Like, what do you have against her, man? Why do you want her not to get
there? Yeah, it'd be one thing if she wasn't famous.
Yeah.
And you kind of want somebody famous there.
Right, right.
But I feel like she kind of fit the apartment a little bit.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, my guess was probably older people and mm-hmm. either didn't want the attention or thought like, oh, this young rich girl's moving in. Like, she's going to not be a good tenant. She's going to be
wild. We don't need your kind.
Yeah, wild lifestyle. We're an older crowd. We want to keep it quiet. That'd be my only thought. I don't know. I also love Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian, has a joke about how his father always tries to pay in cash thinking it's going to be cheaper. Like, even when he goes to, say, Best Buy, and they're like, the TV's $200. I'm like, yeah, but I'm paying in cash. Like, yeah, it's still $200. But I do love that Livy Dunn mentioned that. Like, it's different here, especially with that amount of money. But it just reminded me of that when she's like, I was even going to pay in cash, which, by the way, just dropping down like $1.5 million
in cash.
I
know. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a baller move. Right
there. That is a big time baller move.
Just to correct myself, I guess the hockey player was the one trying to play through. The guys were drunk and not teeing off, and that's why he got upset. Like, just let me go by you guys.
Either way.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. 832 says, I've never not let someone play through. That would be ridiculous.
Yes. Have fun. You're there for fun.
And I love another 832 says, he was hitting him with the Mike Breen. the bang. So I have some good texts coming in about those fights. And then I always love the random text. I don't know if this relates to anything we just talked about, but someone said at 18, I defended myself in court for a paraphernalia charge and won. Congratulations.
Those are the best. That's the best feeling. I want a traffic. I want a traffic ticket once.
That must have been from the question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
That was from the question. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, we always get these texts that come in that seem like they do not relate to
They're
anything.
They're listening on the app.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, hey, good for you. Maybe you were qualified after all.
Yeah.
That's what's popping. Coming up, ESPN's been doing these top 10 lists each day for a position group in the NFL. And today they put out their top 10 safeties, which actually means, in their case, more good news for the Texans. We'll get to it next. It's In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.